This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That breaks down into roughly 13.1 million bales of upland and about 367,000 bales of ELS cotton.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's off of approximately 1.9 million acres harvested and a yield of 857 pounds. The Mid-South is expecting a similar level of production to the Southeast, also with a crop of about 3.3 million bales from a little over 1.5 million acres harvested. Southwest continues to be the largest production region, where the crop is estimated at about 5.8 million bales, and that's off of 3.9 million harvested. And then finally, as we look out west on the upland side, their production is estimated just shy of 700,000 bales off of about 235,000 acres harvested.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We, of course, have had the problems in the very south part of Texas, where a lot of that crop was lost due to extreme drought. But when you move outside of that part of the belt and look across the rest of the production regions, we generally see some fairly good yield conditions. We just need for the fall and the harvest time to cooperate, I think, for the crop to realize its potential.